If we have any fellowship at all, it's through Jesus.
Amen.
Through
Jesus Christ. Helping God.
I don't know how the case would be with me. Never known at old time. I just rise in your presence, trusting that the good Lord will give me something. And I want your prayers, not for me, but that His word may be preached here today, and if He would choose me as the vessel to deliver that, then well, if not, then give it to some of the brothers, because I want the congregation to have the good word of God. I'm not much in this world. And I'm not much to look at. But I told some of them one time, if there's anything about me, if there's any vanity about me that I would desire to be beautiful in any way, maybe some people would desire a beautiful face or a beautiful nose or ears or something or a physique. But for me, if there's any beauty that I would desire to have beautiful feet. And the reason that I would desire to have beautiful feet, I read in the Bible where it says, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings of great joy. I would love to be able to bring those glad tidings of great joy to this congregation here today. I don't know which way my mind will lead. Lord, settle me down. You know, any time that I'm in a new place, there's faces here that I'm familiar with. I know a few, but there's a whole bunch of people here that I've never seen before. And any time I ever go to a place that I've never been at, I can't help it by nature, I get a little bit nervous. I get a little bit apprehensive, and I don't know. But you know, if you're what you profess to be, and I'm what I profess to be, we got something in common.
Amen.
We got something that we love to talk about. We got something that we love to sing about. I read in there where it says, he said, Lord, though thou wast angry with me. There was a time in my life that Jesus was very angry with me. God was very angry with me. Because I was doing some things that I hadn't ought to been doing.
Amen.
He said, though thou was angry with me, thine anger is turned, and thou now comfortest me.
Yeah, thank God.
Have you ever felt that comfort?
Sure.
Boy, there ain't nothing like it to feel the arms of Jesus around you. He said, God is my salvation. And with joy, you'll draw salvation. Out of the wells of salvation, you'll draw joy. He said to declare His doings among the people. Praise His name. Make mentions that His name is exalted above all of, not any of us. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what it's all about. That's all I want. I want to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ, Him crucified. He'd be the way from this world to the glory world.
Amen.
You know, my father was one of these old-time, old regular Baptist preachers too. And I had a person tell me one time, you belong to the old regular Baptist only because that's where your daddy and your mommy belonged. Well, I have to say, that had an influence in it. That had an influence. That had a part of it. But that's not the reason that I was here. Because I said, Lord, show me where to go. Show me where to go and I'll go there. We was out to an old brother's house one time after I'd come into the church, and he had young'uns that belonged to all different kinds of denominations, different places. And he gave his hand to join there that night. He said, I don't want to hurt any of my young'uns. He said, I love them all. But he said, I've went to different places, and they ain't none of them that's ever fed me like this old Tom Regal Baptist. I said, there's my answer. Well, that's exactly the way. That's why I'm where I am today. Here is where I get my meat. Here is where I get my food. This is where my soul gets fed. Boy, I tell you what, it felt good just coming in here this morning, meeting you, all these wonderful people being able to shake your hands. Boy, you don't know how far, just a friendly smile and a warm handshake can go. But you know, one time, when my dad, I remember a story he told where he had went to a meeting where they was ordaining some deacons there that day, and that was on a Saturday, and Mommy hadn't gone, and when he'd got back from church, Mommy had asked him, said, did you have church over today? And he said, yeah. She said, well, who preached? He said, nobody. Now, he said, that's the way I felt about it. He said, there's about six of us tried it, but we all failed. He said, and that's the way it goes sometimes. My little brother was with him over there that day. He said, well, Daddy, he said, I thought you preached. It kind of perked him up just a little bit. He said, well, why do you think that, son? He said, you hollered awful big. He told him, he said, now, son, just because a man is a hollering big don't mean he's a preaching the gospel.
That's right.
Because the gospel is the power of God, not a man, unto salvation to them that believe. It was first to the Jew and also to the Greek. For therein, right there in the gospel, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from heaven. Oh, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold that truth in unrighteousness. You know, you have to have the truth to hold it in unrighteousness. They know better. He said, for that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. He said, even the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. They are without excuse. It said that the heavens declare His glory, the firmaments show forth His handiwork day unto day, utter speech and not. There's no language, nor place, nor speech where their voice is not heard. Don't tell me you don't know better.
Amen.
But when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Neither were they thankful. They became vain in their imagination. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Changed the glory of the incorruptible God like the images, four-foot beasts and fowls of the air and all this type. How far can man go with that? They changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature now
more than
they did the Creator. How far can you go with that? He said, being that they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, He gave them over to a reprobate mind to even do those things that's not even convenient.
They're doing it today.
Yeah. People, wake up! Look around! Open your eyes!
That's right.
Me and old Brother Lord, we was at the church the other day, and we was looking out over, you know, you've been there, you know where our church is kind of high up on a mountaintop right there, and you can look out, and you can see clean, pure old over into Kentucky.
Yeah.
And you can see plumb across the county, almost into the other way. And Brother Lloyd said, you know, he said, look at that, Brother Toby. He said, I believe God has got old Leonardo beaten. I believe he paints a better picture than even Rembrandt. Just look around at you, people. The farmers, God is real. God is real. You know, there was a time in my life I doubted that. See, I was one of them fellas. I wasn't an atheist, but you know, I was well on my, I was at least agnostic. I had whole lots of doubts. I had whole lots of questions. I doubted, and I wondered, but I'm here to tell you, if you just take those doubts unto God. Yeah. You know, one of my first prayers, I looked around and I'd looked at this world and I'd watched people and observed things, and I just seen some people working real hard trying to get ahead and trying to get a few things, and somebody else trying to plot a way to take it away from them and steal them. I said, surely they got to be more than just this. Surely they got to be more to life than just that.
That's how there is.
I didn't have it in here. But I was aware of it. But when I got down on my knees, my first prayer was, Lord, I don't know if you exist or not. I don't know probably for sure that you're real. But I know that if you are, I want what you have to give. I want this peace and this joy that I've heard them talk about. Now that may seem like a real weak prayer. But you know what? It was honest. It was exactly the way I felt. I didn't come to him professing something that I didn't have. I just was, and that's what you need. You see, some people says, come as you are. I say that's a good place to start from. Don't pretend to be something you're not. Just be honest with yourself. You be honest with God. And you know, that may sound like a pretty weak prayer, but you know, when I got up from there, I didn't feel no big change taking place in me. I hadn't felt a difference that I'd heard a lot, but I did feel one thing. I felt good that I had tried. I felt good that I had made that effort. I later on read in the Bible where he said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hand, you sinner, you double be a sick victim. You know, if you'll just draw nigh to him. In other words, if you have a mind to do something good, if you will be obedient to that mind and do it, maybe the next time you might have a little stronger mind just to keep right. And if you just keep right on doing that, you keep right on obeying that, you know where that can lead? That leads right to the foot of Jesus, amen. I believe.
Amen.
And you might get to like where the little woman that had a daughter that was grievously vexed with the devil. And she came to Jesus and their surroundings one time, and she cried unto him. You know, her prayer was so simple. See, it don't have to be complicated. It just has to be sincere. It just has to be sincere. She just said, she worshiped after him and cried after Jesus. And the disciples, they didn't pay any attention to her. They sent her away. And they came to Jesus and said, send her away, for she troubles us. She bothers us. But she worshiped him and she said, Lord, help me. Such a simple little prayer. Lord, help me. He said, you know, it's not fit. He said, I've come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You know, he first came into his own received him not. Now, this was before they'd ever went down to Cornelius' house. It was before the Gentile was ever admitted in. I believe she was a Phoenician woman. I don't know what her name is, but she was non-Jew. She said, it's not fit that I would take food away from the children. Give it to dogs. In nature, somebody will throw a rock at you or throw a rock at me. You know what I'm bound to do? I'm apt to reach down and pick one up and whiz it right back. Somebody calls you a dog. that kind of riles your blood up just a little bit, get you a little bit frustrated in your mind and get you a little bit angry. But listen what this little woman said. She must have had something good, an humble heart about her. She must have really was wanting, she was wanting some help. It's just not fit that I take food from the children and give it unto the dogs. She said, truth, Lord. Truth. She said, one of the first things you have to do is admit just what you are.
That's right.
Without God, you're nothing. That's hard to take. You're nothing. You're less than nothing without God.
Amen,
without Jesus. Your value is of such that they would have to add value to you and to me. And not just you. It had to add value to you for you to be worth zero. That's hard to come to that realization just how much you are without Him. The dust worm of the earth, well, the writer said. Truth, Lord. Truth. She admitted to that. But yet she said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yeah, this little woman was willing just to take any little thing. Just any little thing that would come from the good master's table. You believe that touched Jesus? I believe that touched Him. Because He said, I have not found such great faith. Not even in the house of it. That's the kind of faith I would like to see you get a hold of. I'd like to see you get into that line. Just looking at yourself, being repentant. Brother Columbus talked about repentance, and repentance being required at the hands of all men. And that's, I'm not talking about a worldly sorrow. I'm talking about a godly sorrow, one that sets a pride in the heart, that causes you to feel bad about the things that you have done against God. If you had it to do over with, you wouldn't do it.
You become sorry.
Yes. Very sorry. Enough that you'll cry, you'll mourn. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know, if you don't mourn a little bit, you ain't got the promise of being comforted.
Amen.
I believe there's a mourning time, just like I believe there's a digging time. There was a wise man. This was a fellow who heard the word and did it. He dug down deep. He dug until he hit the solid rock.
Yes, sir.
And he built his house right there.
Yes, buddy.
And boy, when he built it on that solid foundation, it was sure. The storms and the winds and they still come to a child of God. But because it's founded upon Jesus, it stands.
Yes,
but you build it on something other than that. Let the storms and the rains and the wind blow, and she'll fall. She'll fall. You know, there was another man one time. I just have to preach the way I do. I haven't got these brothers' gifts. Sometimes I have got a little bit envious. But
I come with good gifts.
But whatever little gift that He gives me, I want to take that and use it to His glory, use it to His honor. This little man, he saw Jesus, and he had a servant. He had a servant that was sick of the palsy, I believe it was. He came to Jesus asking Him, would He heal him? He said, I will. He said, now look, he said, I'm a man of authority. I have people under me. And he says, I'll say unto one, go, and he goes. And I say unto another, come, and he comes. And I guess what he was saying, I recognize something in you, Jesus. You are a man who has authority.
Power.
over these spirits. He said, all you have to do is just say in a word. All you do have to, is just to say in a word, and it'll be done. And another one here, I haven't found such a great faith. Great faith! No, not even in the house of Israel. And that man, servant, was healed. That very self-same hour. The little woman who said, truth, Lord, Master. And it touched Jesus. Great faith, thy daughter, as thou hast believed. As thou hast faith, as thou believest, so be. Her daughter was healed. You know, we can help one another. I want you. Boy, I'm telling you, he's a good master. He's a good master. He's one of the best. My little boy said one time, he's the goodest man I ever did read about. He's out of the mouth of babes sometimes. I'm telling you, they can touch your heart, and they can put the truth on it. There's so much in here. I don't know if I ever get it all said.
Never get done.
There's a lot of things buzzing around in my head right now. But if I get on that, I just have faith. You know, we're talking about, you can preach about 6 hours on that and just kind of scratch the surface. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, there's so much could be said about faith and who had it and where did it come from and how's the man get, and on and on. But I think maybe it might not be expedient to get into everything right now.
It's all right.
It's been good.
I'm glad you're here.
That I felt good. What time I'm here, I thank you all for your warm handshakes, for your friendly smiles, and thank you for the prayers. You know, I have watched the churches for a while, and some sisters and some brothers I have seen, man, they just can't seem to see that. They'll shout out, sing out and shout, cry out and shout, as thou inhabit of Zion. Great is the Holy One of Israel right in the midst of thee. I have felt his presence here today. And I have seen some sisters just sit there and just clap their hands like this. I have seen some brothers and sisters sit there, the tears roll down their cheeks. They're each one praising God with those things. And continue right on. Continue right on praising his name, declaring his way. Make mention. He said, he has done excellent things. Read about him. There's all kinds of them in here. Come and see us up at the little Emmanuel Church sometimes if you're blessed to come back. I was just, my little daughter was 16 years old. She said, Daddy, I was laying on the bed and I was praying. And she said, it just felt like at a ton of bricks. It just lifted off of my shoulder. Can anybody relate to that just a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
That load left me.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you, Lord.
You know, when they tell you things that way, it brings joy to your heart. Because you know, if I leave this old world, I'm leaving them in the hands of somebody who can take care of them even better than I can. And I know that the separation that this death might would bring is on. The reunion coming someday. There's going to be a shout from heaven's land. You know, they were just about a month ago, I guess it was, or 3 weeks ago anyway. I looked up into the sky and it was one of the most beautiful skies I'd seen in a long time. It was so deep blue. Have you ever seen that? Deep blue sky. Not a cloud anywhere in it. And I couldn't help but think of the song of that unclouded day. And then That brought joy to my heart. And then just right behind that came another. There's only one cloud that I would prefer to see, that I would like. And I'm not talking about no rain cloud. I'm not talking about no cloud about the size of a man's hand out there or anything. I would love to see him coming and riding on a cloud of glory with power. Great glory. Cause why? On that day, he's coming back to get something. As he's got something down here that he left. He's got a bride. Yes, and he's going to come back. And he's going to get her again from the four corners, the four winds of the earth, from everywhere. And we're going to be caught together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And then we're going to be with the Lord. I want to be in that number, and I want you to be in that number too. I'm bad to scatter. I jump around here and I jump around there. I ain't like some brothers. They can get on a subject and on a topic and stay right there and hang with that. But I'm bad just to be all over the Bible sometimes, and I mingle my personal experiences in with it also, because see, I believe a God of a personal God who can help me today in this prison life.
Sure. Amen.
Sure he can.
And those things that he helps me with increases my faith. The older I get, the closer I get home, and sometimes I can almost feel him. Sometimes I can just almost see heaven from here. I hope that I have spoken today unto you with a boldness of heart and a clarity of speech that was easy to understand. He's to be entreated. But if I haven't, and I know I've left some loose ends dangled, and I may have not had things worded just right, but overlook me in that, forgive me in that, and we'll just talk. Believe one thing. I love you. I care for you. I want you to go to heaven. I really do. And I believe there's a possibility of that happen if you only turn to the Lord, repent, believe. You need to believe, people, with all of your heart. I'm not talking about believing with the head, but believe with all of your heart. Not 99, 44, 100%. I've said that before. 99, it used to be a soap, or used to be a commercial on that way for, I believe it was Ivory soap. It was 99, 44, 100% pure. So pure it floated. It said, I believe they had to take that commercial off the air because there was a little bit of fallacy in that. But yet at the same time, that's what they claimed. Some people, I told some of them, 99 and 44, 100% pure may be all right for Ivory soap. It ain't good enough for God.
Amen.
He wants your whole heart. That's 100%. Everything. See, you can't be your own boss. A lot of people want him to be their savior, but they want to be the Lord of their life. They want to be the Lord of their own life and be the boss. Can't do that. He's supposed to be Lord and Savior. Turn it over in. But I tell you what, if you really do that, you'll find you'll have one of the most gentlest, kindest, sweetest bosses that you could ever have in your life that will never ask you to do anything except what he won't go right along with you, and he'll help you, and he'll supply you, and he'll take care of you. God bless you. I'm taking too long.
Amen.
Let me have you.